Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Traffic jams. I once heard an analogy that I thought works really well to describe the pursuit of an acting career. Consider the pursuit of your acting career as doing time in traffic. Here in LA, for instance, you may check sigalert.com before you head out, and all may look clear. But when you hit the 10, suddenly it's a parking lot and you're stuck for hours just trying to make it a few miles. Terribly frustrating, right? You thought you had your route planned and now you're either stuck with the non-moving freeway or you're going to have to exit and find your way around using surface streets. Do you stick with the devil you know or attempt to try out the one you don't know? No way to know which one will get you to your destination faster, if at all, but you got to get there. So you're stuck in traffic. How many times as an actor have you felt like you're cruising at a delightfully efficient pace, actually making really good time towards your ultimate destination, anything from fame to that first network co-star booking, and then bam, there's a snag. You're suddenly in a traffic jam, and now your arrival doesn't seem like it'll be on schedule. Or more likely, the way actors spend the most frustrated time as they head down that highway, you were going above the speed limit, and then things just slowed down. You're not in stop-and-go traffic, but you're certainly going more slowly than the rules of the road would allow, and you're frustrated because other lanes seem to be moving faster than yours. So you change lanes, and now the lane you just left is moving faster. Dang it! Where's the logic in this? Ah, that's just it. There is no logic. I've said before that identical twins could set out on their pursuit of an acting career in Hollywood and have completely different results and experiences. There are no formulas. There are no bits of science. There's not even a roadmap you can download with recommendations of tourist attractions you might like to visit along the way. Still, there are actors who, in their pursuit of acting, will decide the journey with all the traffic, the lack of recommended tourist attractions, the inability to know for certain when to expect gridlock, is unpredictable enough to abandon altogether. That's right. There are travelers among you who will, rather than sitting patiently in traffic or attempting an alternate route to their destination, simply get out of their cars and leave them sitting there. No, this isn't another lecture about packing it in and going home. We all know that there are times when stopping the pursuit of show business is actually a very good idea for some folks. And happily, one can always come back and give it another go down the line. Instead, this is a reminder to those of us who remain in the traffic jam, who have to decide between sitting in stopped traffic and hopping off to the nearest exit in order to find alternate routes, that there are basically two major choices in front of us. No, not the choice to stay on the highway or take the surface streets. I'm talking about the choice to be frustrated with the lack of control or to be mystified by the wonderful journey you're experiencing. Yeah, we always have that choice. Enjoy the ride or try to force it to be like we expect it'll be. Amazingly, it's when we enjoy it for what it is that the journey actually becomes much more like we would have liked to force it to be to begin with. Interesting, isn't it? Sure, it's frustrating when we feel we've been making really good time and then we're forced to slow down a little bit. Even if we're traveling at good speed, if we're suddenly going slower, it can feel bad. But I have to recommend the, oh, this is how it's supposed to be right now feeling. If you can will that into existence, even at those toughest moments. I remember when I was meeting with a director of one of the films I was casting at the time, and we talked about a bump in the road we'd experienced a few months earlier. Back then, he and I thought it was awful that we were experiencing that glitch, but at this particular meeting, we remarked on how relieved we were that things didn't go as planned back then. We showed up in a much better position because of the slowed traffic we had to navigate together earlier in the project. But we couldn't know that then. Just like you can't know when you're enduring a traffic jam that you're actually being prevented from showing up at a certain intersection at the moment a drunk driver creams through and kills the people there. So, When you're traveling along at the straight-to-producers guest star level on the road to offer-only status clip, and suddenly you get asked to pre-read, don't automatically assume you're experiencing something negative. It's quite possible that by going in on that pre-read, you're going to meet a CD who wouldn't have known your work otherwise, and who will sign on to cast something huge just a week or so later, and who'll remember you from that silly pre-read and call to offer you a plum role in something you wouldn't even have been considered for had you not been on that casting director's radar via that pre-read. You just can't know the impact that the intricacies of traffic will have on your ability to reach your ultimate destination on any particular schedule. Because the destination isn't one that you can plot out on a physical map and determine the amount of time that it should take to get there, it becomes all the more important that you enjoy the journey. Yes, even when you're sitting still, wondering when you'll ever get there. Because the other options are not enjoying the journey and getting out of the pursuit of acting altogether, why not just go ahead and enjoy the ride? All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.